1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The first nighttime session is wrapped up in Milwaukee. Now officially nominated, Donald Trump sometimes smiled as he sat next to his running mate, J.D. Vance, the first-term Ohio senator. He sometimes smiled, but mostly listened and didn't talk much, his right ear bandaged after it was nicked by a bullet 2 days ago at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. He's speaking Thursday night. Congressman Byron Donalds pushed the new theme of the party.
And if there was ever a time in our nation to come together, that time is now.
Members of Congress are expecting the director of the Secret Service to answer questions. Next Monday, Kim Cheadle has agreed to appear. She says she's already beefed up Mr. Trump's detail. Investigators are talking with the shooter's neighbors in his hometown in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. After a jury found former NRA chief executive Wayne LaPierre guilty of misspending millions of dollars, a second trial began today to decide the organization's future.
In the first phase of the corruption trial brought by New York State Attorney General Letitia James, a jury found former NRA head Wayne LaPierre guilty of using the gun rights organization's funds to spend on a lavish lifestyle. Now prosecutors are seeking remedies, including one that would curb the NRA's independence. A judge to decide whether the organization will be subject to 3 years of outside monitoring of its finances and whether LaPierre will be permanently banned from ever returning to NRA leadership. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
California is the first state to ban school districts from requiring teachers to tell parents that their child asks to change their gender identification or disclose a student's gender identity or sexual orientation without the child's permission. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention after being shot in the ear Saturday at a rally in Pennsylvania. Trump is still planning to deliver a speech at the RNC on Thursday night. However, he told the Washington Examiner that he has completely rewritten his speech after Saturday's events. The Secret Service said in a Sunday briefing that there will be no changes to security plans at the RNC. If you own a well on your property, the DNR says you should test your drinking water after all this rain and flooding. Flood water and runoff can introduce contaminants to a well that spread waterborne illnesses. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are at a higher risk of contamination, according to a DNR press release. More information on testing and decontamination can be found on the Wisconsin DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Nationals 9-3. With the win, Milwaukee avoided being swept at home by Washington. They also remain only one of three teams that have yet to lose more than three games in a row. Pat Murphy praised the performance of his pitchers.
There was a lot of great effort today. Pitching staff underrated today. Rob Z, Colin Ray. It's not easy when you're a starter to then come in after a opener. Collins done it a couple times, but still not easy to get in the flow of the game.
Brewers closer Devin Williams one step closer to a return on the mound for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
3-2 pitch to Lee. got him swinging. One inning, three strikeouts. Looking good, Devin Williams.
Nine strikes out of 14 pitches. Williams on what he's working on.
You know, today, like the last pitch, I threw the 3-2 changeup. How consistent can I be?
Day two of the baseball draft. So far, the Brewers taking an outfielder, a first baseman, and two pitchers. Home run derby at the All-Star game tonight in Arlington, Texas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening storms, then turning partly cloudy tonight, lows upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs into the low 80s. In the afternoon and early evening, there could be a couple of storms that pop up. Nice Wednesday, partly cloudy in mid-70s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is day two of the RNC. We're going to have a little update for you on lake sitting, axe throwing California guy Eric Hovde. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back. Happy Monday. Well, welcome back to me, I guess. I've been gone for 2 weeks. So glad to be back here with you. Not that it's like nothing happened while I was gone. It was just nuts, wasn't it? I mean, look at this. We've got, well, first off, this 20-year-old who took a shot at Trump. I just want to share my take on this because I'm not hearing this from anybody else, and I think we should, frankly. This kid is he's a school shooter. He was the bullied loner in school who everybody hated, nobody got along with, and he was obsessed with guns. When he shot at Trump, he was wearing a T-shirt for a YouTube channel about guns and explosives that has 11 million followers. And I'm convinced that this kid was probably preparing to shoot up his local school, and Trump comes to town. I mean, Trump literally came to his backyard. And it's like, oh, well, if I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory shooting up my school, what better than to go out in a blaze of glory shooting the president? Then they'll really remember my name. Because keep in mind, most school shooters are suicidal. They're essentially depressed, bullied, outcast, loner young men. And that's him. So all this stuff about, oh, it's politics, no, it's Democrats. Well, first of all, you know, you've got a concerted Republican effort going on right now, right across the board. And this is what my op-ed today at Hartman Report is all about. Saying, Democrats, quit talking about Donald Trump and violence. You know, quit saying, you know, there's a tweet by Joe Biden that says, you know, Donald Trump is truly dangerous to America. And Republicans are retweeting that saying, how come he hasn't taken this down yet? In other words, Democrats, you damn well better shut up. It's not Democrats who've been calling for violence. It wasn't Democrats who in 2016 said, maybe my Second Amendment people will take care of Hillary Clinton. It wasn't Democrats who made fun of Paul Pelosi being beat with a hammer. It wasn't Democrats who retweeted on Truth Social a picture of Joe Biden with a bullet in his forehead tied up in the back of a pickup truck. No, that was all Donald Trump. And that's just, you know, the beginning. I mean, there's a list of, there was one on Daily Kos over the weekend, 45 times Trump has called for violence. You know, yeah, hit him, you know, knock him hard. I'll pay for your law, you know, your legal expenses, everything. You haven't heard Democrats do any of that stuff. I mean, at the last CPAC, they had a plastic dummy of Joe Biden that you could kick. And people were in line to kick him. You know, both sides BS that we're hearing in the media. Oh, both sides need to tone down the rhetoric. I'm sorry. The Democrats have not been promoting violence. They have not been. They have not been at any point. This has solely been the province of not so much the Republican Party, because you're not hearing violent rhetoric from people like Mitt Romney or Mitch McConnell, but it's coming out of the MAGA movement, the, you know, Trump's neo-fascist movement. Pure and simple. And, you know, that's what they're trying to do. By the way, crazy bit of history. This is just nuts. 80 years ago this week, exactly to this week, 80 years ago this week, there was an assassination attempt on Adolf Hitler. And the only injury he sustained was to his ear. He was, for the rest of his life, he was deaf in one ear as a result of the explosion that where they tried to kill him. They set off a bomb in his conference room. And, you know, fortunately for him, the table that it was underneath was made of, like, you know, 3-inch thick oak or something like that, and it just absorbed the blast. But it blew out one of his eardrums. So it's like, is history trying to tell us something? I don't know. I mean, it's just, I that kind of falls into the category of crazy alert, you know, of wacky stuff. But anyhow, in Hartman Report today, the headline is how Trump and the GOP will use this opportunity to demonize and shut up Democrats. And, you know, it's already started. This is very different, by the way, from how Reagan dealt with being shot. And I think that's worth pointing out. Because, you know, Republicans love to lionize Ronald Reagan. Well, let's look at what happened when John Hinckley shot Ronald Reagan. It was quite some time before they figured out that it had anything to do with Jody Foster. I mean, for all they knew, you know, John Hinckley was a Muslim terrorist or a Democrat, or, I mean, you know, fill in the blank of somebody who Republicans love to demonize. And yet Reagan and his people didn't come right out and say, oh, the Democrats caused this. In fact, what Reagan did is he said, and I'm quoting, he said, perhaps coming so close to death made me feel that I should do whatever I could in the years God has given me to reduce the threat of nuclear war. He woke up in the hospital, and there was a friend of his with him. There was a number of people there. And he said to this one guy, he said, I'm going to dedicate my life to peace. And he did. 3 days after he left the hospital, he wrote a note to Brezhnev, the Soviet leader, saying, again, quote, we would like to work together for a meaningful and constructive dialogue that, which will assist us in fulfilling our joint obligation to find lasting peace. That's how Reagan reacted to being shot. You know, now, you know, I'm no fan of Ronald Reagan, right? I didn't like his policies. But he wasn't trying to start a civil war. He wasn't encouraging Proud Boys to stand by and stand back. He didn't ask, you know, a couple thousand people to attack the Capitol building, hang the vice president, and murder the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Donald Trump did all that. Okay, he didn't explicitly call for Mike Pence to be hanged or Nancy Pelosi to be murdered. He simply mobilized the crowd, and the crowd, but he watched TV as he could hear the crowd saying, hang Mike Pence. He could see the video of the crowd going after Nancy Pelosi. He didn't do a thing for 3 hours. That's an endorsement of that kind of violence. And they want Democrats to shut up? J.D. Vance. By the way, today, it's been announced that today Donald Trump is going to do his Celebrity Apprentice thing and announce his vice presidential candidate. And J.D. Vance is at the top of everybody's list for probable. So J.D. Vance yesterday tweeted out, the central premise of the Biden campaign is that President Donald Trump is an authoritarian fascist who must be stopped at all costs. That rhetoric led directly to President Trump's attempted assassination. B.S. I'm telling you, this kid who did this, who tried to assassinate Trump, this guy who tried to kill Trump, was a school shooter. He was the bullied loner who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory, and he was probably planning, with his dad's AR-15, he was probably planning on shooting up the local school, and then Donald Trump showed up, and he thought, hey, if I want to go out in a blaze of glory, this is a better opportunity. And by the way, why aren't Democrats right now introducing legislation called the Save President Trump Act to ban assault weapons? The kid was able to get off multiple shots very rapidly because he had an AR-15. Anyway, J.D. Vance says what he said. And in other words, Democrats quit calling Trump and the people who support him authoritarians, or pointing out the parallels between their policies and rhetoric and that of the Nazis. You know, unless you want to be blamed for this 20-year-old madman who fits the classic bullied loner profile of a school shooter wanting to die in a blaze of glory. And then Tim Scott jumps in. He says, let's be clear. This was an assassination attempt aided and abetted by the radical left and corporate media incessantly calling Trump a threat to democracy, fascists, or worse. corporate media. Yeah, this morning, Joe Scarborough got bumped off the air. A Republican. He got bumped off the air by MSNBC, apparently. Now, MSNBC hasn't made a formal announcement, but the scuttlebutt is that they were afraid that he might criticize Trump. It's like the cowing of the media has begun. And it is, and it appears to be working. You know, this is Lee Atwater talked about how we've got to work the refs. Well, this is working the refs on steroids. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the left wants a civil war. They've been trying to start one for years. These people are sick and evil. No, the left doesn't want a civil war. The left is not arming. That's the right. In fact, in 2022, Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted out a picture of herself with an assault weapon, shooting at somebody. It's incredible. That's just incredible. You know, back in the day, my mentor was a fellow by the name of Gottfried Mueller, and he was drafted into the German army in the 1930s, and he told me the story. It's in my book, The Prophet's Way, about how he was part of this group of young draftees who were led up on a stage to salute Hitler, who was there at the time. I'm not sure if it was the 37 Nuremberg rally or when it was, but then to touch the Blutfahne, the blood flag. There was when Hitler led a mob against the Bavarian state capital in Munich to try to seize the government. The police stopped them, and they shot two guys, and one of them died on a Nazi. He fell over on top of a Nazi flag and bled all over it. And that became like this relic that the Nazis, waved around. You know, we have an American variation on this. In April of 1871, the former Union Army general and then Congressman Benjamin Butler of Massachusetts gave a speech on the floor of the House against the Klan, and the Klan reported that he had waved the bloody shirt of a man who was fighting for black voting rights, a carpetbagger in the South, to try to, insult the Klan. Well, he actually never waved the bloody shirt, but waving the bloody shirt is a part of the American lexicon. So my question is, Trump, when he got arrested, he cut up the suit. Remember, and he sold little 2-inch square pieces of that suit? And of the tie, he cut up the tie as well and sold them online. I'm wondering if we're going to see a bloody shirt or some other icon. Now, this probably isn't going to roll out this week, but a couple weeks down the road. I mean, it took almost a year for the Nazis to go from attacking. Well, actually, like 2 years. It was a year after Hitler got out of prison. He actually went to jail for his January 6th, right? But it was about 2 years later that they rolled out the bloody flag, even though it had been around. They'd had it for 2 years. So we'll see. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of falls into the category of weird history and news and things like that. But so anyhow, what's on your mind? I just discovered that the phones have been locked all this time. My apologies. I'm sorry. I should have been paying attention. The phones are unlocked now, so give me a shout. We can have a conversation about what's going on. It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in a few minutes. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Be right back with your calls in just a moment. It's 18 minutes past the hour, and it's 86.9 degrees in my studio. Holy cow.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker, I'll tell you that.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. And that's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love the taste, and I love them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique, and dogs' results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. And welcome back. Let me just check my notes here real quickly and make sure that I've talked about everything that I wanted to talk about here. Oh, Eileen Cannon dismissed all the charges against Donald Trump, too. This is crazy. This, you know, she just put herself in line to be Donald Trump's first nominee in his second term to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's what this is all about. I mean, he made that remark, what was it, last year, where he said, oh, yeah, she would probably be a good nominee or something to that effect. And, you know, it was just a kind of a dog whistle to her. And apparently she's been running with it. And I bet anything she's going to be his first nominee if he becomes president. So, you know, we'll see where it comes from. Where, you know, I just got a text message. I am Donald Trump and I will make America great again. Yeah, right. Thanks, Donald. Incredible. Anyhow, she says that this the Constitution has an appointments clause which says that the president can appoint inferior officers to conduct the business of the government. And she's saying that the special counsel is too high up to be considered an inferior officer. Instead, he should be the kind of officer that requires a presidential appointment and then a confirmation by the Senate, basically, if I'm reading this decision correctly. And this will be immediately appealed by Jack Smith to the 11th Circuit. The 11th Circuit will almost certainly knock her decision down, overturn her decision, because there's lots and lots of precedent. Trump will then appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court, because Clarence Thomas, in a recent dissent, or maybe it was a concurring opinion, but it was, you know, he just added a line to it or two. He basically said that he felt that the special counsel law was not constitutional. So I think the odds are really high that the Supreme Court will pick this up. And, now the one way that Jack Smith can get around this is by handing the Mar-a-Lago case off to the federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York. And for that matter, he could hand off Judge Chutkan's case. Now, that would require them to be essentially relitigated. There would have to be a brand new grand jury impaneled. They would have to be presented with the same evidence all over again. But hey, you know, I mean, Trump's guilt is pretty obvious. So the one thing that will prevent him from being prosecuted is becoming president. And he knows it. He's going to do everything he can to stay out of jail, because that's what he's looking at, is serious prison time here. So, as I said, I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break here. It is 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. I'm so glad to be back with you. Hope you're having a good summer. It's 86.7 degrees in our studio right now. The AC is out in this old building we're in. Oh, what fun. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
87 degrees. If you see me sweating, it's not because I'm worried. It's because it's hot. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The first nighttime session is wrapped up in Milwaukee. Now officially nominated, Donald Trump sometimes smiled as he sat next to his running mate, J.D. Vance, the first-term Ohio senator. He sometimes smiled, but mostly listened and didn't talk much, his right ear bandaged after it was nicked by a bullet 2 days ago at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. He's speaking Thursday night. Congressman Byron Donalds pushed the new theme of the party.
And if there was ever a time in our nation to come together, that time is now.
Members of Congress are expecting the director of the Secret Service to answer questions. Next Monday, Kim Cheadle has agreed to appear. She says she's already beefed up Mr. Trump's detail. Investigators are talking with the shooter's neighbors in his hometown in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Trump finally has a running mate. He announced Monday that 39-year-old Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will be his vice presidential candidate in November. Vance was elected to the Senate in 2022. He is known for his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, published in 2016. Despite being the target of an assassination attempt on Saturday, Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention and plans to speak on Thursday. Governor Evers announced Monday that the state is awarding $1.3 million in grants to Wisconsin's coastal communities. Evers posted on X that the money will be distributed through the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program to 31 projects across the state, aiming to restore coastal habitats and prevent pollution. Evers said that the Great Lakes are a vital natural resource whose importance to Wisconsin's culture, economy, and history can't be overstated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Animated films continue to save this summer's box office. Despicable Me 4 enjoyed its second week at the top with a theater haul of $44 million. Inside Out 2 continues to have legs as well with a $20 million take in its fifth weekend in theaters. Inside Out 2 has become the top-grossing Pixar film of all time and still has a shot at being the top-grossing animated film of all time. And speaking of legs, Long Legs came in second place with a take of $22 million. The Nicolas Cage film is an FBI procedural about a serial killer and not only took in much more than expected, it scored the biggest opening weekend for an independent film in the genre in over a decade. Rounding out the top five for last weekend were A Quiet Place Day One with a $12 million haul and the Channing Tatum Scarlett Johansson film Fly Me to the Moon, which came in fifth place with a $10 million gross. The film got mediocre reviews from critics, but high marks from audiences. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Outside of an isolated shower or storm, we'll see partly cloudy skies to the overnight at mid-60s, light northwest winds. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, light northwest winds, continue highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 76.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue and democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
Tuesday night, Nightlight will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We'll be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Was how to stop bleeding from an AR-15. It turns out the bullet, the AR-15, doesn't just make a piercing hole like most bullets. It actually rolls around when it hits you.
Right.
So it designed to kill people quickly. A lot of your body.
Yep.
I'm sorry?
They're designed to kill people very, very quickly. They essentially create a small explosion inside
your
body.
So we're supposed to believe that Trump's ear was slightly damaged by an AR-15 round.
Oh, I do believe that.
BS. Because, the
round had not... Well, finish your sentence, Lee, before I...
Yeah, my friend at the gym just told me he used to go to these pro wrestling bouts, and they all had this capsule of blood in their hand.
Right.
And every time somebody would hit them in the head, they'd go, oh, and hit themselves in the head. The next thing you know, they were bleeding.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I'm not...
So this is all a fraud, and you have to know it.
Yeah, I'm not buying it, Lee. I'm not buying it. You don't get a crazed 20-year-old... to take a shot at you. You don't, no. It's what happened. We just have to accept that. I mean, you know, we don't need conspiracy theories or anything like that. And Lee, you know, thanks for the call, but I'm gonna move along. It's unproductive, frankly, to go down that road. I mean, what happened. What we have to deal with right now is how the Republicans are exploiting it. And frankly, how Democrats could exploit it by introducing legislation to ban assault weapons like the AR-15 that was used to shoot Trump. James in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Oh, morning, Tom. Thank you. I wanted to... by the way, they got a picture of the bullet going by Trump's head.
That's right. One of the networks did. Yeah, the guy was doing a real high-speed camera. Yeah. You're right.
Anyway, the reason I called, wanted to make this observation known about the Supreme Court. I believe that the Supreme Court got the nerve to give immunity to the president because they know how weak Joe Biden and the Democrats are. They won't use it at all until they're gone.
I wouldn't use the word weak, James. I mean, I agree with your sentiment, or at least the consequences of your sentiment. Biden is not going to do something that is a violation of American traditions and frankly, of American law. What the Supreme Court did was lawless. There is nothing in the Constitution. The word immunity does not appear in the Constitution. And if you go back to the Constitutional Convention, James Madison's notes on the Constitutional Convention, there were repeated references to the president not being above the law. And just being, you know, another man and all these kind of things. You know, they did not want the president to have king-like powers. There was a huge debate. It lasted almost 2 days around whether he should have pardon power and how how extensive that pardon power should be. So this
Tom,
yeah, go ahead,
please. People, listen for a second. These people are preying on the weakness of the Democrats.
I don't think it's weak to follow the law.
I've got bones. I know a lot of people, and there's a lot of other more qualified people. They'd be jumping on this immunity stuff and using it against the court right now. And we all have different opinions about what we would like to see Joe Biden do. And one of them might be to indict all these six Supreme Court people for perjury for their testimony in Congress to get hired.
Yeah, that
and
you know,
and,
that
and
would
another
blow up
number
face.
Of them for accepting bribes, and for
well, last week Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and Senator Ron Wyden, my senator here from Oregon, called
absolutely,
on
absolutely.
Merrick Garland to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Clarence Thomas for tax fraud and bribery. I think that's a good thing.
And he's just making it obvious to everybody. He's a prince of a man who is doing his work, Mr. White House, and he's making it obvious to everybody how corrupt these people are.
Yep.
And we should take note that right now we have a president who stands around with his mouth open and won't do anything.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, what can I say? I he's doing a lot. He's done a lot for this country. He's not going to break the law. I get it, James. I get it. Malcolm in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Hey, Malcolm, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Tom. I'm not sure if you remember this, but on January 6th, Donald Trump ordered the Secret Service at the Ellipse to get rid of the metal detectors, even after they noted how people weren't going through them anymore. And Trump got on the microphone and said, they're not here to hurt me.
Right.
And so this is the same Secret Service that almost in coordination deleted all their phone data to turn over to Congress as a result of that fateful day. So I just felt like this was bound to happen at some point. And Trump kind of, I mean, it's no different than a rapper wearing $500,000 in jewelry going on Instagram and standing on the corner to say, hey, I'm outside with no security.
Yeah, you know, from what I I'm no expert on the Secret Service, but I do watch television. And what I'm seeing is, you know, that the Secret Service deals with the inner perimeter, essentially, and they rely on the local police departments to deal with the outer perimeter. And they had expected, and in fact, they had flagged that roof that this kid climbed up onto. They had flagged it 2 days earlier as a potential shooter spot. And conveyed that information to the local police. There's one report that a local police officer confronted the kid as he was, you know, coming in that direction, and the kid, you know, had his AR-15 with him, and the kid pointed out that it's perfectly legal to walk around in public with a gun, and the cop said, okay, you're right.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, the kid gets up on the roof.
Much like Kyle Rittenhouse walking past police with his hands up, and then, you know, they have to go to the next state to arrest them as they let them walk right by.
Yeah, exactly. But again, I don't see this as conspiracy. I see it as, and there were calls, by the way, mostly from Republicans, because the person who now heads the Secret Service is a woman who was once the head of either Biden or Pelosi's security detail. I believe she was the head of Biden's security detail, and he got to know her there, and that's why he appointed her, or part of why he appointed her. And she's eminently qualified. But she's a woman, for God's sake. Right. You know, we can't have that. You know, say the right wingers, and so.
You know, I didn't see any real recourse from January 6th, and I've never heard a president on a microphone tell Secret Service, "Hey, get rid of those metal detectors."
Yeah,
these are my people. They're not here to hurt me. You know, so someone should have. There should have been some more accountability, but it was bound to happen. Is all I'm saying. I'm not on the conspiracy train. It happened. It is what it is. Yeah. But it was bound to, and Secret Service needs to have a tighter grip to prevent even a statement such as get rid of metal detectors from coming out of the president's mouth again.
Yeah, well, I can guarantee you there is going to be a serious reevaluation of what's going on. And there will be hell to pay when the Republicans start holding hearings in Congress, you know, with a Democratic appointee leading the Secret Service. That's going to be, she's going to be raked over the coals like you just never imagined. Malcolm, thanks for the call. Christopher in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Christopher, what's up?
Hey, Tom, welcome back. I missed you.
Thank you.
Hey, a couple of things. Just two things quickly. Is one is that Trump and his cronies want to get rid of the FBI, but they sure love them now.
They proposed defunding the FBI by, $600 million, something like that? It was an amazing, a huge amount of money.
They want to get rid of them, but they're investigating this assassination attempt.
Yeah.
The other point I want to make, Tom, thank you for your time, is that if Trump gets in there again, we're concerned for our lives. My girlfriend and I are talking about moving.
Yeah.
Because they'll eventually find us, but for you, Kay Johnson the other day said, expect firing squads. And so I'm concerned about you. I'm concerned about us.
Yeah.
What are your plans? What would you do if he gets back in? I know that's personal.
I don't know, Christopher. And Louise and I have had this conversation. I have a hard time believing that my country will go that far. But I also know from personal experience, from having known people who Germans who lived in Germany in the 1930s, in fact, my mentor was one of them, that the Germans didn't think that Hitler would go as far as he went. So I'm not discounting anything, but I'm not frightened. I'm concerned, but I'm mostly concerned for the future of my country, you know, and for the people in this country. Because Trump is, I'm concerned about vigilanteism, not so much directed at me, but just in general, you know, across the country. I mean, Trump has been promoting these militias and things. I think a lot of the damage that he will do to the country will be structural. It will be taking apart the institutions that promote democracy and trying to turn America basically into Hungary, like Viktor Orban did. And a lot of the people in the press in Hungary have fled the country, or they've been bankrupted, or they've had their media microphones taken away from them. That's real, and you can't deny it. But, how this is going to play out, I don't know. We're just going to keep our eyes and ears open. Christopher, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, good
Thank
talking
you.
To you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We're picking up your calls here. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Great to be back and talking with you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite ways to think about budgeting, saving, and overall financial health. It's called pay yourself first. It's a little counterintuitive, right? Like, wait, I'm going to pay me? Really? Yes, sirree. You're the one that earns your money. And that means that your savings, you know, your investment in your future, ideally gets paid before you even notice your paycheck hitting your checking account. To pay yourself first, you pick an amount, and then you automatically transfer that to a savings account. It could be 15%, it could be 20 bucks. Just start wherever you're comfortable. Doing this ensures that you're always funding your future and that your savings goals are safe from the temptations of the weekly spend. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, take good care.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming, and it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I both love award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it helps support better sleep. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's like getting a month for free. justthrivehealth.com and the promo code is Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up? How's our favorite intelligence official? What do you think of all this?
Well, yeah. Hey, Tom, I wanted to comment real quick on you leaving. You can't leave, Tom. I know you know there were...
Leave what?
It's not popular to...
What are you talking about?
Leave America.
Oh, I have no plans to leave America, Dave. Plus, there's no place that would take me. I checked that out in 2000.
You're too necessary, Tom. And I tried to bring this up once before. You know the economy of tyranny, just like some Nazis knew. We don't like to talk about it, right? But there were Nazis that were not cool with the system. Yeah. I mean, they weren't there necessarily to save Jews. Beyschlager was one. And you mentioned the 20 July plot. He was involved in that. Beyschlager just wanted to save Catholics and gypsies. The sin people, as the Germans called it. But anyways, I wanted to say there's an economic aspect to this assassination attempt that nobody's catching, but you're close. The guy that does demolition, the t-shirt the shooter had on was Demolition Ranch. The guy that does that YouTube channel is a veterinarian. And he also does a channel on saving abandoned animals. You know, he gives them shots and necessary things. Uh-huh. But he did Demolition Ranch because he wasn't making enough money. He didn't say this, Tom, but he gave all the numbers. Mm-hmm. And he was making way more money. So my point is Americans, and the Trump movement is exacerbating it, of course, but Americans, we have a violence problem. Yeah. We're using it. I mean, you know, we're using it to communicate.
And we have a gun
problem.
And
it's not. We have a. Well, obviously, if you got a violence problem, guns don't help, right?
Yeah.
And, I just wanted to bring that out, and just thank you for all that you do. Oh, and I tried to mention last week, how similar we are to the Islamic Republic of Iran, or the Trump movement is to the Islamic Republic of Iran, and nobody wanted to hear it. Jefferson gave me like 20 seconds, didn't want to hear it. Yeah. Don't blame him. I'm not criticizing people, but we want a faceless. We still have this need for a faceless enemy that we don't want to know them. They're just plywoodians, right?
Yeah.
But really, in the case of Iran, they are a reflection of us. Well, they're a reflection of the Trump movement. It's Islamic Republic Iran. Trump wants to make this the Evangelical Republic of America.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't fully disagree with that, Dave. And you know, President Bani Sadr of Iran, you know, who fled Iran and came to the United States after the deal with Reagan to hold the hostages, you know, after he came to America to expose that, and I think he would have agreed with you. So, Dave, thanks for the call. Mark in Denver. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to bring up a point about the shooter and trying to get into his head. And from what I understand, he was a very intelligent kid, and he was very much bullied at school. And I know as a kid I was bullied too, and I had these fantasies about getting back at people and all that.
Well, I didn't.
And the thing that came to mind.
Anyway,
you didn't.
Okay. Weird. I don't know. I just avoided them. But I think he was a school shooter. I think he fits the perfect profile for a school shooter, and he was probably going to shoot up a school in the next couple of months. And then Trump comes to town, and it's like, hey, if I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory, this is the way to do it.
Well, I agree with that. But you know, who's the ultimate bully in this world? Trump. So, you know, he probably felt like, this is the ultimate bully. This is the ultimate way to commit suicide.
Yeah,
I know. But yeah, that was just my point. I just felt like, you know, when the Republicans get all over us and they're the violent ones, who is the ultimate bully? That may be one of the reasons this kid did what he did.
That's an interesting take, Mark. We just don't know. I can't endorse it because we just don't know what's going on yet. But I think he, like I said, I think he's a school shooter and the school shooters are people who just, you know, they're essentially suicidal and they want to go out in a blaze of glory. And I think he was a school shooter who had a bigger and better opportunity than the school and probably would have shot up a school if Trump hadn't come to town. But Mark, thank you for the call. Eric in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hey, Eric, I got a minute. You got a quick one?
Yeah, real quick. Trump isn't the ultimate bully. Because he bullies everybody except Vladimir Putin. And on the Reagan thing, he wouldn't have had the opportunity to blame anybody because Hinckley was shown to have tried to get at Carter at least twice before he got Reagan.
Oh, I know that, but that didn't come out for weeks, didn't it?
Yeah, no, but I only learned it recently over the weekend in this analysis. They had a Secret Service historian, and he had details about the event.
Right, he had tried to get through an airport with a gun.
Yeah, three. They said he had three pistols on him in an airport.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, it's...
But the point is that Reagan didn't use the Hinckley assassination attempt to blame Democrats. He didn't use it to tear America apart. And you watch what happens at the Republican convention this week. You're going to see the exact opposite of Reagan's response. Eric, thank you. Spot on. We're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with you on the other side. I got to tell you about Donald Trump's Secretary of Revenge or Retribution, and then I'll be picking up your call. So stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247.
Eagle 1490 AM. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention. We will discuss the vice presidential pick. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.